Hi, you're listening to another sermon from Deep Creek Anglican Church.
It's nearly Christmas, and every great TV show gives you a Christmas episode. To show you my age, these are the ones that I could remember that we used to watch together. What's the big one? Octonauts. I think that one's a very vegemal Christmas. And who's up the top?
Curious George.
Curious George. And then?
Paw Patrol.
Now, you might have to tell me after the service today what are the current cartoons that people are watching and that they have after the service today. And then I can write them down and go and watch them. These are the Christmas episodes. And of course, if you're an adult, you enjoy a Christmas episode of some of your favourite comedies. And possibly, they even, this is the Vicar of Dibley, actually have the nativity in them. But every one of them ends with a moment of peace. Santa's sleigh has been rescued from something, or the reindeer have been brought back. Santa's presents have been refilled. Everybody suddenly actually likes each other again. The meal finally works out and we can all sit down. The Christmas service comes together and everybody has a moment of peace. And when it comes to our Christmas episodes, the peace of Christmas is significant. We find beauty and wonder, togetherness, generosity, gratitude, and quietness. All beautiful gifts of Christmas. I remember as a child and as an adult sitting in the lounge room, turning off all the lights and just looking at the Christmas tree. Just enjoying a moment of beauty, wonder, quietness, and gratitude. Wonderful gifts of peace at Christmas. However, I wonder if these are actually the gifts of peace that a baby in a manger brings. Do you need to have a baby in a manger to have beauty, wonder, togetherness, generosity, gratitude, and quietness at Christmas? Why? I don't think that you do. And actually, when the angels came to the shepherds and said, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace to those on whom God's favour rests," I'm not sure they were talking about beauty, wonder, quietness, togetherness, gratitude, generosity, as beautiful and wonderful as those things are, and I wouldn't be without them. The problem with beauty, wonder, gratitude, generosity, togetherness, all of those things, is that they rely on it being a one day a year perfect moment. I found this very sad headline on in a UK newspaper: "Winter Wonderland slammed as Blunderland by raging parents who claim Father Christmas a no-show and muddy fields." If you don't have that perfect moment, if your Christmas winter wonderland is actually full of mud, where's the peace? Where's the promise? Now, this Christmas episode of The Vicar of Dibley gave us, this moment. And it is absolutely iconic. I probably shouldn't tell you to watch the whole episode. It's not really a church Christmas episode, but that moment there, it stayed with me. And when I read these words, "Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." It struck me that these are words not of the beautiful Christmas tree in the lounge room at night, not of that moment of togetherness when the Vegemals stop misbehaving and Captain Barnacles manages to get everyone around the Christmas tree made of sea creatures. These words are actually mud puddle words. These words are mud puddle words. You see, Saviour, Messiah, and Lord are words not for the beautiful and the bright and the wonder and the quiet. They're words for the mud puddle. Tavis, can you bring me back into that for me? There we go. Oh, there she is. Okay, great. Oh, let's just watch it one more time. We may as well. And there we go. There we go. All right. Saviour, Messiah, and Lord. This is what Jesus was described as. This is who the baby was described as in our reading. And these are mud puddle words because they are God's answer to human beings finding themselves in the mud. In the mud of sin, in the mud of sadness, in the mud of disappointment, in the mud of everything that God has promised seeming to not work out every time. This is from our carol service. The call of Israel with Abraham didn't seem to work out so good. David the king didn't seem to work out so good. And then we're in exile in Babylon. Everything seems to have been a mud puddle. And of course, you could see this in Genesis as well. God created humankind to be in a great relationship with him and with each other and with the earth. He placed them in a garden, and their job was to make the whole earth a beautiful reflection of God's beauty and wonder and perfection. But then, of course, they decided to make their own choices rather than God's, to turn away from his plan and to embrace their own autonomy. And we call that the fall. This is the mud puddle in which the words Messiah, Lord, and Saviour speak to us. Now, when you're... Actually, I don't know if I've ever been in a mud puddle, to be honest. Has anyone ever been in a mud puddle? Oh, you've got it. Please turn around and see who's putting their hands up. Three boys at the back. That is absolutely perfect. Now, I have had mud on me, and Heidi and I cleaned, I say Heidi and I, Heidi cleaned the playground last year with a high-pressure water cleaner. And we didn't really know how to use it properly. And so really, she just got covered in all the spray. I wanted to put a photo up, but I didn't ask permission. I didn't feel it was appropriate. But I do have one. And she's covered in mud. When we think of a saviour, we think of being in a mud puddle and saying, "Get me out! Save me!" The Psalms, actually Psalm 40 says, "I'm in a mud puddle. God pulled me out, he rescued me, he saved me. From that bad moment, from my worst sin, from my disappointments, my mistakes, my suffering, God saved me." But not every mistake, suffering, or sadness that we find ourselves in is, number one, our fault, and number two, something that we are rescued from today. I was talking to someone last week and they said, I've been praying to Jesus to stop me having to go through this hard ordeal and it's not working. What does it mean to have a saviour if I'm not being rescued out of the mud puddle right now? Well, when it comes to Jesus, we must know that he's more than just one thing for us. He's also the Lord. Now, the Lord, the King, has the right to tell us how to avoid mud puddles, how to make sure we walk around them, how to make sure we're on a path that has as few mud puddles as possible. The Psalms, again, tell us that God is a light to our path and he sets our feet on solid ground. Okay, so maybe I'll be rescued, maybe I'll be able to avoid those mud puddles, but still, life can look pretty muddy. Winter Wonderland can look like Blunderland. And so we come to the word Messiah. Now, Messiah means chosen, but it means someone who is a human being, just like you and me, but who is going to restore all things to God's intended plan. The Messiah is not someone who just rescues us from a mud puddle only to have us possibly hit one again. The Messiah is not just a teacher who tells us how to avoid the mud puddles, although I want to listen. The Messiah is someone whose job is to actually fill in all the mud puddles. But this Messiah does that from the inside out. The Messiah knows that you can shovel as much gravel and rubble and sand and everything into human mud puddles from the outside, and you will never fill them up. The Messiah knows that you need to be born as a muddy human being in a muddy stable. Jump right into the mud puddle with all of us and start to clean up that mess from the inside out. The Messiah down the bottom pushes us up and out. And he goes further and further down until, you know what? He discovers that at the bottom of the mud puddle, there's a stream. A really muddy, horrible, smelly stream filling up the mud puddles constantly. It's death and sin, brokenness and destruction. And so this baby that grew to a man goes right down to the bottom. And he turns it off. He plugs it up. He dries it up. And he dies. But the blessing of God on this one who didn't create any of his own mud is that he rises again to a new path, a new life that he invites you and I onto. The Messiah, one of us. The Lord, walk this way. The Savior, I will rescue you. One of us, the King, the Rescuer. Now that is the message of peace. I hope you have a beautiful Christmas. But when you find the mud, hopefully it's not this week, but it probably will be. When you find the mud, I want you to know that the peace of Christmas is one who rescues you from the mud who helps you avoid it when you listen to him, and who gets in there with you, dries it all up, and brings you to a path of eternal peace.